trusting the Lord, believing the Lord for his goodness, I, for one, fully well realize how much we want the Lord to be with us. And so I am going to believe God that he will speak to me and will speak to us. His words that he has for us, I personally am not interested in being the best speaker in the world. I'm not interested in being the worst either. And so the truth of the matter is, I understand that we're Zionites, and I understand there's nothing any more than I want right now is to have us make it, that we have traveled, I mean spiritually, and I am not interested in anything more than the fact that whatever we can contribute that would help each one of us, especially those that hearts are set on Zion, to make it. And so I realized this morning, for some reason, this is a special meeting together in the Lord's eyes of his chosen people. And so it kind of makes me a little nervous because I realize what the Lord is wanting to do with us, all right? And so we're going to have a little information here, and I want to say, for an analogy, I just went through maybe 2 months ago a big wedding. It was a big wedding, and I had to listen to my daughter say and go around, did you do this? Did you get this? Did you do this? She was driving me crazy by thinking that that wedding would happen and something would crop up and ruin it. And there was a lot of money involved. And so it was outside, and my wife and I had to submit. And my wife and I were the flower girl and the flower boy. So here's number 83 and number 91 going down this path, passing out these flowers, right? And so I said, well, I better do that right. Anyhow, what the analogy I want to say is, when there is a big celebration, everything has got to be put in order. And so this morning, I want to look at a little topic that has come into my spirit. Am I missing something? Am I missing something? And so I will be looking at the Word of God, and I just want to run a few verses through before we get into the meat of the subject, so to speak. And in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 16, Proverbs 19, 16, I'm quoting this because the world does the opposite. He that keepeth the commandments keepeth his own soul, but he that despises his ways, the Lord's ways, shall die. And so I am looking this morning at wanting to obtain to the fullness of God. The fullness. And I'm going to explain that right off quick, because you'll hear it again. The fullness of God. I'll put it this way. When we have a situation, we go to the GP. That is a doctor who's a GP. And then we have a little introduction of our problems, and they suggest that we go to a specialist. So then we're off to the specialist. And then we go to the specialist, and then the next thing, they're sending us to the surgeon. Boom, boom, boom. I want to spiritualize it. Outer court, tabernacle of Moses, salvation, GP, ministry. Holy place, the working of the Holy Spirit. Right? Specialist. But what is yet to happen is the surgeons. And I want to relate that to Zion. Zion is to have the Word of God and the power of God, that they are going to travel the message of Zion all over the world. And we're going to cut out the falsehood, and we're going to present the truth. We are going to have the ministry of a spiritual surgeon. And the ministry of Zion will go all over the world for the reason, just that. And so we have seen a celebration. We have seen the visitation of the GP. We have seen the visitation of the specialist. But we have yet to come into the ministry of the Holy Spirit, surgically cutting away falsehood from truth. And so I just want to lay that little foundation down. I want to look at that little word, preparation. It's been 20 years. I can remember the beginning of it. I can remember saying goodbye to Pastor and his wife up at school and saying, "Oh, Lord, have mercy." And so there they were. So here I am 20 years later and believing God and trusting the Lord and having a privilege of being with you. And what the word, just a little word there, was to the group that the Lord wants us to go forward. He wants us to go forward. And he wants us to go in the preparation of the gospel of peace. To go forward with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, here's the question. Our walk will be determined by our attitude of heart. Either we will be going along, our feet shod with the gospel of peace. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, Ephesians 6, 15. Either our walk will be shod with the gospel of peace, or it will be strife. The world is full of strife. You don't have to go too far outside of your door to hit strife. And so the Lord wants us to go forward. He wants our walk to be linked up with our attitude, what's in our heart. And so I'm learning. I can say that this morning. I'm learning, and I'm learning out of Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love the law. There's a difference between keeping the law and loving the law. And it continues, and here it is, and nothing shall offend them. That word there, nothing shall offend them or cause them to stumble. That's what we have to be careful about. There's one thing about being offended, but there's another thing about that offense causes us to stumble. And we can't afford to stumble, Zionites. We cannot. We've done enough stumbling, and God doesn't want any more of that. So we have to be very careful. Just laying the floor mat here, just follow along with me. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. But every one of us is given grace according to the measure that God gives. We understand that. And then we understand Paul was speaking that the grace of God, which passes all understanding, is capable of guarding your heart and guarding your mind. But the last word is the catch, through Jesus Christ. We understand peace, and I almost every day go back to this scripture and say, "Lord, please, please, let your peace guard my mind. It's under attack, and I need to have peace over this. I don't want to stumble over the situation. Guard it and guard my mind." And I mean almost every day that comes out of my mouth. And so I say that. Well, we're doing that to come to the subject matter this morning. And I wanted to lay the foundation down so that we would understand where we're going. And right at this point, spiritually, it seems like we're kind of locked into the tunnel of the vision of the train. We're in the tunnel. And there isn't any big greenery around. We're in kind of a darkness, I would say like in the shadow of death. And I'm looking at that, and I said, "Lord, you put us there. It's up to you to take us out." Our self-life says, "I got to get out of here," and you know, and we're there we are. And I want to relate that down as we're passing through a wilderness, laying the floor mat. We're passing through a spiritual shadow of darkness, wilderness. And we could quote something that we're very familiar with in Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And evil is literally covering the earth. And as we're passing through this wilderness, literally as the shadow of death, yes, we know this speaks naturally about the shepherd bringing his sheep around there in the hill, and very barren, very careful, and they could fall off and this and that in the natural. But in the spiritual, we are passing through the valley of the shadow of darkness, which can bring us spiritual death if we stumble. We cannot stumble, and we have to keep the Lord's hand. Well, here we are. The Lord sent us all the way down to share these little areas here, so I'm going to go right into it. We had quite a time yesterday. I was visiting some different places I have to be careful about it because it was called the Springs of the Holy Spirit. I think I have it right, right? And so I was very submissive. I said, let's go look at the spring of the Holy Spirit, right? Because I want to speak this morning on a matter of choice. And it has to do with, well, are we going to choose the spring of blessing? Or are we going to choose the spring of the life of Christ? So I'm looking now at Joshua chapter 15, verses 13 through 19. And you're very familiar with this. And we're looking here now at Caleb. And he was going to give a part of inheritance. And so it came down that he had been able to keep the three sons of Anak into one city. And there they were. And they were driven there. And so he came up with this order. And what he was saying is, whoever is willing to attack that city and take down the sons of Anak and take the city over, I will give them a wife. Boy, that's a funny way to get into ceremony. The wife doesn't have any choice, or does the fellow, right? The good warrior, there they are. But that's what I want to look at, the next line, verse 19. Who answered, give me a blessing. Here's the daughter now, Aksa. She's up to her father. She says, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. I'm speaking this morning on the nether springs. The choice was, you can have the upper springs, or you can have the nether springs. And I believe that as we look at this, we can pretty well much determine that the upper springs, and we relate to that, the upper springs speak of revelation, blessing, encouragement. And most people today are choosing the upper springs. They'll go places where they could be blessed. They go places where we get revelation. They go places where the Spirit of God moves upon them, and that's perfectly all right. But there's another source of springs here, and it's called nether. The word nether means under or down. Under or down. Remember now, we are looking and believing the Lord to do something. And so as we pass through the wilderness, we're passing through the shadow of the darkness, we are going to have to choose which one of these springs of water do we want to relate to. Am I missing something? I said, Lord, speak to me. which springs of water do we choose? All right? Our natural self is going to choose a blessing, certainly. And then we look at nether, which is down and under. Sometimes, you know, we choose the water lower down because it's cooler. I've done that. Spiritually, I'm speaking this morning, we go farther down south to where the water is much more cooler and much more effective than blessing, revelation. And so I'm speaking this and looking after the Lord to speak to us. When we humble ourselves or go down to the nether, we do that to find the Lord. We don't always find the Lord with blessing. We don't always find the Lord with revelation. We don't always find the Lord when everything's going good. So here's the nether springs. The choice was, take which one you want. And so I'm going to identify this morning with another spring. This is where we want to go and find the Lord. So it has something to do with ourself. You know, we're here, we're saying, Lord, if I go, and I was singing it this morning, if I go to the upper springs, then I can minister peace and joy to others. And that's fine, that's correct. But that has nothing to do with the nether springs. The nether springs speaks about the life of Christ. We go through the experience, upper springs, there we are, specialty, Holy Spirit. We have certain things that need to be ministered to, talked to, dealt with. And then there comes a time when the Lord opens up something to us and we come to the place where every day something we have to exist. So on an everyday basis, the question is choice. Are we going to choose the upper spring or are we going to choose the one down under where God deals with self, where we come to things that humiliate us, humble us, and we say, Lord, we really want to go to where you are. We want the nether springs to become our strength, not the next revelation of depth, which we need to have, I understand, not the next blessing, which we need to have, I understand that, but Zion is going through a time of wilderness. We have to choose which one of these springs are we going to identify with, that we have been drawing from the upper springs for years, we're Pentecostal. But we haven't come to the place where the Feast of Tabernacles is celebrated. We haven't come to the place where we know that we have the fullness of God, and we'll get to that this morning. But if we continue to just want to go through the upper springs, we'll never get to know the fullness of Christ. And I want to get to that. We have to go through the nether things. And so, you know, as we cry out for a deeper revelation of the Lord, which I have been doing, I'm sure you have, all the things that are going on in Zion, we cry out, we say, oh Lord, give me a deeper revelation that will sustain me through the days ahead. And, you know, that has led me down under. I said, Lord, I've been drinking from that for a long time. But, Lord, it's time to go forward. It's time to see what am I missing? What am I missing? And the nether springs became a reality to me. And in the nether springs is a deeper revelation of God's love. That's what's going on in the nether springs that is not going on in the upper springs. The nether springs is giving us a deeper revelation of God's love. So as he leads us down, down, humiliation, and he's after our heart to surrender. He wants our heart to surrender so that we become, as David, a broken and contrite heart God favors. This is what goes on in the nether spring. This is the springs that God wants us to be on in the last part of Zion's journey through the shadow of the darkness. He wants us to get right down there, all right? Now, when we have tasted of the nether springs, then we realize how really needy we are. We're up there on the upper springs. Doesn't expose how needy we are. But when we start to drink of the waters of the nether springs, we absolutely, and we yearn to go back time and time again, to go back to the vale where the nether springs are so that we can continue to feed. So here we are. We want to come to basically the nether springs thinks about this, losing self, S-E-L-F, and gaining the love of Christ. What are we missing? We are missing the love of Christ. And I'll talk about that before we close. The nether springs, where everything is centered on the self, and that the Lord is saying, I want you to possess me in all of my fullness. Now, you've heard this, and it's nothing new. But when we are birthed in the Spirit, Psalm 87, it speaks about being birthed three times. And, I think it's correct. I was listening to a tape, Pastor Billy, and my little hands went up in the air. I said, oh, Lord, please don't let me pass through those portals of heaven a spiritual babe. Birth. So I was asking for that which is in me to be birthed larger. And I feel the nether springs have to do with the maturity of being birthed so that we come to the place that we possess the Lord in all of his fullness. That's the secret. We want to possess the Lord in all of his fullness. So we want to just turn to Ephesians chapter 3, and we'll look in chapter 3, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Now read it. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. We're missing something. And I said, Lord, please forgive me. Because I do want to understand this truth. Rooted and grounded in love. How do I get grounded in love? I stay drinking the waters of nether. Get away from the blessings. Get away from these things that make me feel good spiritually. Get down and understand that I'm going through the wilderness. In fact, if I'm not careful, I could stumble and lose my spiritual walk. And sorry to say, I have dear ones that I've loved, I walked with for years. They've stumbled. And it puts a fear in me that as we go down to the nether springs, something is happening. And so we look at this little verse, rooted and grounded. And right before that, it talks about being strengthened with all might. And I say, yes, Lord. But I want to look at another little thing there. By faith, let us go on to the choice of whether I want to be fitted, birthed with the fullness of the Lord. That is what God has for Zion. Salvation, Pentecost, it's been celebrated. But now he wants people that will understand there is something that he wants to do. And so we had to believe by faith. And the only way I was able to even entertain a little bit of what the Lord was speaking to me was that I knew that myself was a big boundary, S-E-L-F. I knew that. And I said, Lord, obviously something has to happen. So let's just go down to this verse, which is the crux of everything that we're saying here, verse 19. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Knowledge becomes a stumbling block. We have to be able to embrace the love of God in us, because the knowledge will get us, and here's where the knowledge takes its place. This is where it does. Words that people have said to us way down into the inner being of our stomach, it hurt us. We have knowledge of that. And when it comes time to show love, the knowledge of that gets in the way. Or if somebody has treated us bitterly, knowledge of that, we have retained it. And that knowledge hangs us, causes us to stumble. We can't get over. We know the Word of God. We know we're supposed to keep the Word of God. We know that. But the knowledge of what they have done refrains me from coming into, I said, Lord, keep feeding me the springs, the nether springs, so that the self can get to the place that your love passes that knowledge. The only thing that's going to pass that knowledge of my experiences is the love of Christ. That's it. I don't care what therapy you go to or any other place we go. It has its place. But spiritually, to take that knowledge of hurt and take that knowledge of people treating you bitterly, taking that knowledge like you're a piece of dirt and that's how they treat you, we remember that. And I've had an awful hard time going over this particular verse, that the fullness of God is available. But it's only available if I keep drinking at the nether springs. If I want to stay on the Pentecostal level, that's fine. People will plateau off and go to, they'll go to heaven with their blessings. They certainly will. But God has for Zion, he wants them to know that there's a higher calling, a higher birthing, where he wants to give them the fullness so that when it comes in, we understand self is not operating. I'm not going over here to pray for this person because I see the need. That's what I should do. But the love of God, the fullness of God is saying to me, I want you to go over here and do that. Self will determine our walk. But if the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, now we know that the Lord's goodness will guard our spirits and guard our minds, but we have got to go up another step to the love of God. And so this knowledge, again, we'll go back. Words are not forgotten. They're flying around in the universe. I was told one time, man is capable of pulling words out electronically. I said, oh my goodness. But everything I've ever said, until the Lord said, I remember every word you ever said. I said, oh Lord, please. All right, please. So let's go looking at these little things. People, I don't know how many of us have had any little darts thrown at us, you know. They could be miles away, but the darts fly overnight, electronically, boom. I said to my daughter, don't you dare put your father's name or face on Facebook. She's sneaky. I don't know where she got that from. But anyhow, I'll take a bit the cost of that. But the point is, these things are done electronically, but spiritually, they're active. And the only way they can be taken care of is the love of Christ. Keep drinking at the nether springs. The only way knowledge is surpassed. I have tried it on my own. I have tried to train my brain. Oh, I forgive them. I love them. Lord, I do this. and I have come now to where I'm sharing with you. The love of Christ comes when self is defeated. And until self is defeated, we have no chance of coming into the fullness of Christ. And the promise to Zion, we're talking about revival. I want you to know the promise to Zion, the revival, we're speaking of the fullness of Christ. We're not talking about some lame little thing back and forth. We're talking about something surgically that's going over the world. And truth will be exposed to truth. And darkness will be exposed to darkness. What will it be? It will be the love of Christ. And I said, Lord, I don't have the fullness of God in me. I need to have another encounter of fellowship with you in the nether springs. I want to keep drinking. Because if I don't, I will not come into the fullness of Zion. And I want you to understand, the love of Christ is connected to resurrected power. There'll be no resurrected power without the love of Christ. Because the resurrection is only there because of the love of Christ. And we speak about resurrected power, and I believe that. I want you to know I do. But I also believe what the Lord has spoken to me, that the love of Christ has got to be in me. Not, I love you, but enough to somebody who has literally destroyed your reputation, destroyed yourself, whatever. And the Lord says, now I want you to go and witness to them. Lord, I'm not going to go witness to them. Don't you remember what they've done to me? Knowledge. We've got to get that knowledge out. And we read the verse that the love of Christ passes knowledge. That's it. So what are we missing? What am I missing? I'm missing the fullness of the love of Christ, and I know it. And I know it. And I can share that because I know that. And when I was looking, and I was looking yesterday, and it was very interesting to me because I was going to some springs of the Holy Ghost, right? And I knew what the Lord was going to share today, and I was just looking at it. And I said, the Lord, thank you that I'm not plateaued off there. I want to go forward. That's the same with us right here. We want to go forward.
Yeah.
And in order to go forward, we have to come to grips with what are we drinking? The church at large is drinking the upper springs. They are. That's their choice. They don't have revelation. But the Lord does give us revelation at times, and we need to embrace it and say, all right, Lord, here we are. So here, I want to bring this to a close. Here we are, a choice. What springs do I want to drink from? Very few people drink from the nether springs. But you know what brings us there? It's when we go through heartache and disappointments, and know there's not a thing in the world self can do to take us out. We get desperate. We start looking to the Lord. And so I want to just close with a couple of verses, if you would allow me to. I'm talking about the love of God. So over in John chapter 15, we'll read just a few verses just to bring us up to where we need to realize verses. Chapter 15, verses 8, 9, and 10. I'll read them. Verses 8, 9, and 10. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The issue is love, God's love. The issue is, the Lord said, love one another, love the brethren, and we're Zionites. And not everybody loves us, right? And so the point is, but we're supposed to love them. If we want to go up to the next level, up the mountain, Mount Zion, where Christ is, we know that. We don't have to go over that. If we know forward that we want to go up, then we know we have to keep drinking at the springs where the life of Christ is. Because Christ wants to live in us fully. That means we will be transformed. Self is out. In comes Christ fully with his love. And there we are. And, you know, we know this little verse is over there in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Love suffereth long and is kind. When we are not kind to people who have misused us, the love of Christ is missing. What is missing? So that was my verse that I start out with. Are we missing something? Love suffereth long and is kind. It's very hard to be kind to people who are destroying you. You have got to have something where the love of God passes that knowledge of what's happened and erase it so that the love of Christ can be exercised. That is the life of Christ when he walked the face of the earth. He walked every moment in love. And that's what he wants the end time church, Zion especially, to walk. And I'll use that verse for that. It's found in Psalm 102. Psalm 102, verses 16 and 17. I'll just paraphrase it for you. I must keep praying. When the Lord shall build, and that's going to happen, up Zion, he will appear in his glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, which we believe, he'll appear in his glory. His glory is going to be the love of Christ in his saints. That's the glory. The glory that the Father so was glorified was the love of his Son to go to the cross, to bring his creation back to the right relationship with the Father. And that's exactly what the Last Day Church is supposed to be doing. We are supposed to be actively involved in bringing back the lost family of God back to the Father. And it's the love of Christ that is within us. And so the next little verse is a little secret. All right, he will regard the prayers of the destitute. I want you to know why I have an entrance into a little knowledge of the nether springs, because I became destitute. I did not like my reactionary spirit. I did not like how I was going to get even. I did not like how I was going to handle this. I was stumbling all over the place, and I knew that the call of God on my life wasn't that. And I knew that I needed something fresh from the Lord. I needed something that would answer what was going on in my life and going on in Zion. And I realize now that what is missing in Zion is the love of Christ. It's missing. And if we know it's missing, and we know what we need to do, and we know we need to go back to the right springs where the life of Christ is being ordained, not just blessings, revelation. People can run with that for years. But when the Lord puts his finger on something in self because he wants to put the love of Christ in us fully, that's another thing. And I came to the realization, I said, Lord, I am missing the life of Christ. And you know why that came such a revelation to me? I have taught the life of Christ course and never got to where I am right now today. And I taught that course. But my heart is, I want each one of us to make it. And I know that in order to do that, we've got to come to grips with going down, down, down to where we finally come into that place, relationship with Christ, where he possesses us fully, not partially. I don't want to go to heaven partially. I really don't. I want to go through there a full disciple. And that takes a working of the life of Christ in me, in us. So I can just share these little truths this morning and trust that we would understand. We have a choice as to which springs of water do we want to drink from. As far as I am concerned, and I would stand to be corrected, the old Pentecostal outpouring is pretty much waning now. It's pretty dried up, and we're finding ourselves walking through the wilderness, spiritually speaking, darkness. And the only way we can overcome it, we've got to go and place ourselves, say, Lord, deal with self. I am missing the full-blown fullness of God. Zion has the opportunity to have the fullness, to have the fullness of God. We have that opportunity. And I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm 91. I still have an opportunity. He didn't take me out when I was 60. He left me. So here I am. So I want to pray. Heavenly Father, yes, are we missing something? Yes, Lord, make the reality of the choice between springs be true to me and true to us and true to Zion. Lord, we know that the love of Christ is linked to the resurrected power that you have proclaimed that you want to give. So here we are, Lord. We're on that train. We're in the tunnel. We're praying destitute that you would give us what we need to be removed from there. And Lord, you have spoken that the love of Christ is the answer that you want your people to have the fullness of God running through them. And it's the love of Christ. So please give us this day a desire to drink. Lord, if we've been drinking the higher springs, so be it. But Lord, if we could go down, down in humility and let you deal with self totally, come to grips with what you want to put your hand on, then we say, give us grace. Give us grace. And your love passes all knowledge. Wipe out those insidious thoughts that the enemy brings back into our mind time and time again. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Let your love come in and supersede that and pass over that, so that we can hit the mark. Thank you, Lord. Bless each one. Amen. Amen. All right. I'll turn it over to Pastor.